It's time for Lady Hounds basketball.
Tyler for three. Bang! That's number 10. That's number 10 in the game. She has 32 points.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Brick, a great place to eat. Arts, appliance, furniture, electronics, and flooring. Thomas Motors. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency. AK's Guns and Ammo. Napa Auto Parts. Kids Caboose. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. C&R Markets with 11 locations. And Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Now here's the voice of the Lady Hounds, J.B. Conley.
The NACC women open the 2019-2020 season home tonight against Marshalltown of Iowa. Thanks for joining us. Lady Hounds made a run through the Region 16 tournament before falling in the finals last year. Look to build on that momentum with five returning players and a talented freshman class this season. We are going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we will have our pregame interview with Lady Hounds head coach Hannah Hayden. You're listening to Lady Hounds basketball on 99.9 The Captain, KIRK Macon, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Shelbina Villa Life Care and Shelbina, the next best thing to home. The keyword is
cookie.
Go to CentralMoInfo.com and register for the Grand Today contest. You can enter the daily keywords anytime from 6 a.m. till midnight weekdays. Again, this hour's keyword is
cookie.
You must be 18 or older to play this Alpha Media company-wide contest. One winner will be chosen each day for $1,000. View complete rules at CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Susan from Kids Caboose in downtown Moberly. Do your children know how to play Let's Pretend? Do you want them to put down their electronic devices and just be kids? Then come shop our large assortment of Melissa and Doug toys that help children take back their childhood. Because giving children a chance to be curious and to see new possibilities will keep them on a path to realizing their full potential. Kids Caboose and Melissa and Doug toys, serving the children of North Central Missouri for over 13 years.
AK's Guns and Ammo in downtown Moberly has a great selection of conceal and carry purses and holsters in stock to suit your style. AK's Guns and Ammo is the shooting sports headquarters for everyone, from the first-time buyer to the seasoned professional shooter. Austin offers in-house training classes for conceal and carry permit, firearm handling, one-on-one training, plus a host of workshops. Stop in and see Austin at AK's Guns and Ammo in downtown Moberly or online at www.akguns.com.
Well, it's time to fall into savings at your friendly C&R Supermarkets. Fresh, never frozen, Sanderson Farms boneless chicken breasts at $1.79 a pound. Choice beef rump roast, only $2.99 a pound. Blue ribbon ice cream at $1.99. Six-pack bottles of Coca-Cola products, four for $10. And five-pound bags of Best Choice russet potatoes, only $1.99. Save big on food and fuel with your C&R Rewards card this week, where you can get free eggs, Chef RD, and Imperial margarine. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Now is Hannah Hayden, head coach of Lady Hounds, getting ready for the start of her second season here. Coach, can't believe November's already here.
I know, right? It seems like it's taken forever, and then it just, you know, kind of jumped up on us at the same time.
How did the preseason go with the scrimmages?
You know, the preseason scrimmages were really useful for us this year. You know, I thought, you know, we saw a lot of good things. We, you know, might have been ahead of some things that we didn't know, and then, you know, we saw that we needed some tweak some things. So I was really concerned about us defensively, and we've actually shown in scrimmages that we've been pretty solid, you know, so hopefully that carries over. And then, you know, we've made some tweaks. Like, we ran dribble drive last year, and we've just been able to see with this personnel it's not the best offense. So, you know, we're thankful to be able to play in those scrimmages and be able to figure that out before the season gets here.
How tough is it for you to coach to change your strategy, change your mindset going into a new year?
You know, I've always been a dribble drive coach. I've ran that. I ran it as a player. I played it in college, and every year I've been a head coach, I've ran it. But I think you just have to have an understanding of what fits your personnel, you know, what fits your personnel best. And whenever, you know, when we did make the change over and we're looking at some other things, you know, the kids were excited about it. They just grasped it better. And, you know, that's what I care about. So I guess it's more important what they like playing in than what I like to play.
How about defense strategically?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to be a man team last year, and it didn't last long. You know, when our rotations got shorter, we really went zone. Not to say that you'll never see us throw in zone, especially some of the smaller teams that might be harder for us to match up to. You know, we're going to play some teams that don't have true bigs, and that might be where you see us play a little bit of zone. But other than that, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be playing man-to-man pressure defense, trying to take people out of what they want to do.
Do you know how deep your rotation is going to be this year? Is that still a little bit in flux?
Honestly, it's still up in the air. This is probably, you know, the first time in my young coaching career that, you know, like the day before, I'm like, okay, I probably know who's going to start, but after that, I don't know. You know, so many kids could come in off the bench next. So, you know, I guess it'll just be probably like, you know, a feel and the flow of the game to see how deep we go tonight.
Looking for the hot hand then?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, we have a lot of kids that contribute, that can contribute offensively. I would say that the kids that you're going to see out there starting tonight are the kids that we trust the most. You know, on both sides of the ball, and then a few of those others too that are coming in. But I think that we have a group where a lot of people can score it. We just, you know, we have some freshmen. A lot of people need to make some strides defensively and just in understanding what we're trying to do.
Marshalltown returns a lot of experience from last year's team.
They do, and I think, you know, there's something to be said for not only your second year of college basketball, but your second year, you know, playing with the same team and under the same coach and playing together and the chemistry that you can develop. So that's something that, you know, we don't necessarily have. Only three kids that played a lot of games last year. You know, Taylor Lawson Hicks was playing the 12 games, and Darren Ziegler, you know, she's a returner, but she's a freshman on the court. So, you know, we're going to have to really stay true to our defensive principles. That's what we've been preaching, you know, this week. To try to kind of combat that.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you so much.
That's Hannah Hayden. We'll be back with your starting lineups next on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive with peace of mind.
Get your new tires at Thomas Motors. You'll save big with their price matching and rebate offers. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. Online at thomasmtrs.com.
Sheraton Valley.
It takes dedication.
How bad do you want it?
It takes discipline.
Come on, one more.
It takes the will to win from within.
I got this.
And it takes the support of an entire community to make winning it all worth fighting for.
Share your team's success through Sheraton Valley's premier services. Fiber, wireless internet, the latest smartphones and tablets, and their 4G LTE network. Sheraton Valley supports all area activities.
Now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it. Like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
And welcome back to Fitzsimmons, John Ariel. Let's give it the starting lineups first for the visitors. The Marshalltown Community College Tigers, their starters at guard, 5'6 sophomore from Tilburg, the Netherlands. Number 10, Lottie Van Malsen. At guard, a 5'5 freshman from Des Moines, Iowa. Number 11, Rochelle Smith. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore from Barcelona, Spain. Number 12, Carla Quiado. At forward, a 5'8 sophomore from Grand Junction, Iowa, number 32, Lord Lyons. And at center, 6'1 freshman from Madrid, Spain, number 35, Ava Zaragoza. The Tigers, coached by Steve Garber, in his sixth season. The assistant is Cody Freeland. And for your MACC Lady Greyhounds, the starters at guard, 5'6 sophomore from Tampa, Florida, number 4, Casey Newson. At guard, 5'3 freshman from St. Louis, number 11, Corey Tomlin. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore from Summit, Illinois, number 21, Shatori Tyler. At guard, 5'9 sophomore from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, number 22, Shania Liebert. And at forward, a 5'9 freshman from St. Louis, number 24, Deanna Wilson. The Lady Greyhounds coached by Hannah Hayden in her second season. And the assistants are Dustin Young and Jaleesa Mitchell. We will take a two-minute break and be back with your opening tap. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org. It's harvest sale time at Arts. They have savings throughout the store. Art always said the best way to show value to customers is to give them the item and the price. So here you go. Sofa and chair that was $19.99 is now only $5.99. Discontinued reclining love seat was $13.99, now only $3.99. End tables only $99 and lamps up to $189, only $68. Shop the harvest sale and save at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and at artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
If your home or business has a pest problem, whether it's termites, spiders, cockroaches, or rodents, Pest Pro Solutions will get rid of those nasty pests and keep them away. Hello, I'm Michael Patterson, owner of Pest Pro Solutions. We're based out of Moberly and Shelbina. However, we go wherever your pests live. When you have a pest problem, you need to call Pest Pro Solutions because we're the best solution to keep your home or business bug-free and happy. To contact us or learn more, view pestpromo.com. That's pestpromo.com.
TrueMac offers you the best of both worlds. TrueMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to Truman State University. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your TrueMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Bulldog. Stop waiting and emerge as a TrueMac student today at macc.edu. MACC, the college for you.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. The Brick, a great place to eat. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, AK's Guns and Ammo. Napa Auto Parts and Kids Caboose, all of Moberly. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. PK Weiss Agency in Moberly and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. C&R Markets with 11 locations. And Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kurtzville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. J.B. Conley with tonight, first of two tonight here on 99.9 The Captain. Glad you found us here. You can also hear us at CentralMoInfo.com. Of course, we've got Spartans football tonight on our usual home, Quicks. We'll be on Quicks tomorrow night for two games from the Orchland Farm and Home Classic. But thank you for joining us tonight. Season opener for both the Lady Hounds and the Greyhounds tonight. Probably in the white uniforms with the white numerals, red trim. They'll be going left to right here in the first half. Marshalltown, the green uniforms, black lettering, white numerals, black and white trim. It'll be Newsom, Tomlin, Tyler, Liebert, and Wilson on the floor for the Lady Hounds. And for the Tigers, it'll be Van Molson, Smith, Keato, Lyons, and Zaragoza. Zaragoza will jump center for Marshalltown. And it'll be Wilson from Moberly, a freshman out of St. Louis. And the 2019-2020 season is underway. Opening tap, control of the front court by Marshalltown. On the dribble, it's Keato coming to the near side of the floor. She'll give it back out to Smith. Sets up between the circles, dribbling left to right. Gets to the far sideline. Gives it back up top of the key. Zaragoza with it to the near side of the floor now. Hopefully playing tight man-to-man defense. Shot clock down to 16. Ball swung to the right side of the floor now for Smith. Has it on the wing. Weaves up to the top of the key. Stripped out of her hands. Taken away by Moberly. Push it up into the front court. Going on to the rack. The layup is up and in. Moberly with a 2-0 lead. Liebert with the first points of the season for the Lady Hounds. Smith into the front court, near side of the floor, will find Lyons dribbling to her right. Spins back to her left, drives the lane, stops, spins back to right. She's called for the steps. Moberly basketball, 9:20 remaining here in the first quarter. 2-0 in favor of the Lady Hounds. into the front court. Newsom with the top of the key. Now right side of the floor has it. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Three on the way. Off the rim. No good by Tyler. And we'll have a held ball on the rebound. We go to Moberly on the arrow. 9:06 remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass will come from the baseline. Near side of the basket by Tomlin. Feeds out to the top of the key. Driving left side to the rack. Shot off the window. Won't go for Liebert. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Turnaround put back by Wilson. Off the glass. Up and in. Excuse me. That was Tyler with the bucket. No, it was Wilson. Excuse me. It was Wilson. That was right the first time. And it's 4-0 in favor of Moberly. Near side of the floor. Van Malsen with it. Has in the wing. Face it low post. Zaragoza backing in. Turnaround shot over Wilson. Left short. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court. Long pass. Near side. Newsom in the right corner. As it zips a pass to the far side of the floor. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Marshalltown. 4-0 Lady Hounds. As Rochelle Smith will get it into the front court. Top of the key, Zaragoza to the near side of the floor. She'll find Lyons. Near side for Chiato. Feeds it low post. And that'll be a travel called on Lyons. Moberly basketball, 8:13 remaining in the first quarter, up 4-0. Liebert will inbound. And up the floor will be Tomlin with it. Into the front court, top of the key. Swung right side, Tyler with it, back to the top of the key, Newsom. Dribbles to her right, feeds it back left side. Ball fed low post, too far out of bounds, looking for Wilson, low block left side. And the pass went out of bounds on the baseline. 8:01 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly is going to press. Leading 4-0. Right side of the floor. Chiato gets it into the front court and throws it away on the far sideline. She's trying to get it down to the right wing, and pass was just behind her teammate and out of bounds on the far sideline. Donald will bring up the floor. Gets into the front court, dribbles to the right side of the floor, has it the wing, gives it back up top to Key Newsom, dribbles to her left, past the elbow, gets to the low block, sealed off there, gives it back out top to Key Newsom, steps into a three, off the rim, no good. The rebound fought for into the near corner, controlled by Moberly, fed back into low post, shot off, balance is no good, but two free throws coming up. As Wilson was in on the way up, foul was on Chiato. That is her first team foul, number one. Wilson with 2 points already. This will be her first free throw attempt officially for a Lady Greyhound. And this one's off the rim short. 4-0 Moberly, 7:30 remaining in the first quarter. And the second free throw is on its way, and it's good. 5-0 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Overly pressing again in the backcourt. Got it with it. Long pass to the near side. Finds Van Malsen. Trapped on the near sideline. Swatted out of her hands. Goes out of bounds off Liebert. And it will stay with Marshalltown. Inbounds pass will come from Van Malsen on the near sideline. Between the Lady Hounds bench and the scores table. Comes into Zaragoza, feeds underneath. The shot is up and in by Van Malsen, and Marshalltown's on the board. It's 5-2 in favor of Moberly. 7:10 remaining in the first quarter. Near side, Newsom feeds the right corner, Liebert. Liebert drives the baseline underneath the basket, kicks to the corner. Reverse top of the key, three on the way. Bang! First of the year for Shatori Tyler, and it's 8-2 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Long pass front court near side, but Malsen with it, gives it back out to Smith. Bit of low post, and it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Moberly went off Tyler's foot. Zaragoza couldn't haul it in. She deflected off Tyler's foot and out of bounds. And one of the Lady Hounds cheerleaders has to go under the bleachers to retrieve the ball. Ball comes in, immediately intercepted by Deanna Wilson. Long pass to the front court, near side, Newsom gets to the right corner, gives it back out, Liebert with it. Takes a long two, it's good. Nice touch by Shania Liebert. Now has 4 points, Moberly leading 10-2. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Right side, Keogh gives it back to the near side. Smith into the front court. Long pass towards the left corner from Ben Molson. Feeds it through the key to the far side for Keogh. At the wing, gives it back up top of the key. Zaragoza working right side. Stripped, taken away. Up the floor, far side. All the way to the rack. The layup is up, and the roll is good. Count the bucket for Corey Tomlin. Her first is Lady Greyhound. It's 12-2. 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Keogh, front court right side. Off to her right, Zaragoza. Back to the near side for Smith. Steps into a three. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Wilson. 5:45 remaining in the first half. Left side, three on the way. Bang! Tyler hits her second, and a timeout is taken by Marshalltown. With 5:38 remaining here in the first quarter, 32nd timeout. Mobley leading 15-2. Let's run down the schedule for you tonight. Fulton Mobley High School football on Quicksand FM. Brad and Stephen will have the call of that one. They'll kick off at 7 o'clock. We'll also have Harrisburg at Paris on Superstation Crest tonight. Eric and Stewart with that one. End zone after the game on Crest. I will be hosting that as well. And coming up tomorrow, we will have state softball championship in Class 1. Pre-game starting 11:45. And we'll have a Class 2 title game for you as well. And those will be on Glory 97. Marshalltown with the ball. Mobley with a 13-point lead. Coming up on the midway point of the first quarter. Between the circles, Eva Carbeo into the game for the first time. Has it. Gives it to Danielle Smith, seeing her first action. Past the near side of the floor, we'll find Keogh. Shot clock at 12, and a foul is going to be called. Weiberg reaching in. Picks up her first. Team foul number one. And Lonnie Van Malsen will inbound from the near side. And has it stolen by Wilson, top of the key. Wilson in front of the pack, takes it to the rack, lays it up and in. Her defender trying to get back. Ava Carbeo fell down. And it's 17-2 in favor of the Lady Greyhounds. Ball into the front court, right side. Deflected loose and deflected out of bounds by Liburd, last touch. The Marshalltown ball and Mobley going at the line change here. Darren Ziegler in for the first time. Zamandan Zakambi is into the game. Taylor Lawson Hicks out there. Vienna Pettis checks in for the first time as well. Marshalltown with the ball, 19 on the shot clock. Right side of the floor. In the lane where it's stolen away. Up the floor, Nanzakambi takes it coast to coast. Layup is left short. Rebound controlled by Danielle Smith. Mobley leading 17-2, 4:38 remaining in the first. Right side of the floor, Keogh feeds into the high post. Lauren Lyons with it, deflected, loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Danielle Smith in the low post. Her shot was blocked and taken away. Mobley pushed it the other direction. Long pass to the front court, left side. Underneath the basket, nothing there. Long pass comes back out, top of the key. Zama with it. Right side for Pettis. Pettis lobs it back left side of the floor. And a foul is going to be called before the drive by Ziegler. Fouls on Eva Carbeo. That'll be her first, team foul number two. 4:10 remaining in the first quarter, 17-2. In favor of Lady House. Inbounds pass goes left side before Pettis with it. Bounces inside. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and in. Kayla Langley getting her first points. 19-2 in favor of Lady House. Mobley is on a 14-0 run at this point. Through the circles. Ball swung to the near side of the floor. Out of the wing, Keogh with it. Launches a three, no good. Rebound, Mobley. Marshalltown's just forcing up shots right now. Mobley gets into the front court. Triple stops, swung to the left side of the floor. They'll feed it left side. Zama takes the jumper off the baseline, no good. The rebound controlled by Van Malsen. They'll get it into the front court. Right side, ball deflected, ends up back in the hands of Carbeo. Feeds inside, jumper by Smith, off the window, no good. And that's Danielle Smith with the miss. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Ball into the front court. Lawson Hicks swings the left side, three on the way. Spins out, no good. The rebound controlled by Lyons, off the miss. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's 19-2 in favor of Moberly. Lyons with the right side, drives the lane, fires a shot off the window, no good. Rebound Moberly. They've got numbers. Into the front court, left side, to the rack, off the glass, count it, one for Ziegler. Chance for a three-point play for the Lady Hounds. Bells on Carbeo, that'll be her second. They'll get Whitley Irvin into the game, sophomore from Eaton, Colorado. Ziegler, the redshirt freshman from Shaker Heights, Ohio. Redshirted last season. And the free throw attempt is no good. The rebound controlled by the Tigers. 2:38 remaining in the quarter. Front court right side of the floor is Carbeo. Up to the top key, Danielle Smith. Looking for help. Gets rid of the ball right side. Carbeo in the lane. Runner off the glass is good. That snaps a 16-0 run by Moberly. It's 21-4, 2:19 remaining in the first quarter. Ball at the top of the key, driving left side. Runner switching hands to lane, up and in by Pettis. Her first points, 23-4. 2:05 remaining in the first quarter. Right side of the floor, Lyons with it. She'll give off to Carbeo. Shot clock down to 15. Ball fed inside, driving the lane. Shot was too strong by Irvin. Rebound Moberly. Outlet back goes to pass to Pettis to the front court left side. Three on the way. Rims out. No good by Ziegler. Rebound controlled by Marshalltown. 1:40 remaining here in the first quarter. Near side. Chiotto launches a three. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Moberly ball. Deanna Wilson back in for the Lady Hounds. She'll replace Zama. And Ava Zaragoza back into the game, replacing Irvin for the Tigers. 1:34 remaining in the first quarter. Left side of the floor. Holding it there is Wilson. Up to the top key, ball deflected, no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go against Moberly. That was on Langley. That'll be her first. And checking back into the game, Rochelle Smith replacing Molly Van Molson. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Moberly leading 23-4. It'll be Rochelle Smith getting into the front court for the Tigers. Near side of the floor finds Carbeo. Off to her left. Yada with it. Dribbling to her right. Shot clock at 12. The top of the key. Comes back to her left. Carbeo with it. Works back to her left, free throw line, kicks to the left corner, and a travel is going to be called on Zaragoza. As the shot clock goes down to 5, it'll be Moberly ball, 55.6 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Ball swung into the front court, left side of the floor, comes back up to the top of the key. Dribbling to her right, back to her left, ball fed left side. Three on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound in the key by Wilson. They're going to call her over the back, I believe. They're going to call the foul on Zaragoza. It'll be her first team foul, number 4. Moberly get possession, 37.8 seconds remaining. Inbounds pass comes to the near side of the floor. On the dribble, Pettis up to the top of the key. Ball off to her left. Langley with it. Feeds it inside. Wilson off the window, and she was fouled and will shoot two. Fouls on Zaragoza. That's her second. Team foul number 5. With 27.9 seconds remaining in the quarter. Moberly leading 23-4. Wilson Johnson is one of two from the free throw line tonight. 5 points already. Hits the first. Now tied for team high six with Shatori Tyler. Four in favor of the Lady Hounds. Second free throw attempt on its way is good. Wilson with seven, and the lead is 21. Inbounds pass comes to Rochelle Smith. Mobley pressing, a deflection there. Hauled back into the backcourt by Keato. She needs help. Long pass to midcourt will be intercepted. Into the frontcourt for Mobley. Lawson Hicks drives the lane to the rack. Left side shot spins home. Lawson Hicks gets her first points, 27-4. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Marshalltown fighting against the press. Drilling to the backcourt. Carbeo was fouled. Reaching in was Lawson Hicks. Her first team foul, number three, with 4.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Marshalltown will inbound at the scorer's table. Inbounds pass comes in. Gatto back to the near side. Carbeo with it. Launches a three off the rim at the horn. After one quarter of play, it is Moberly 27, Marshalltown 4. Back in 60 seconds on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
We are growing at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have three new physicians on board. Please welcome Dr. Tyler Jenkins. Dr. Jenkins is a fellowship-trained spine surgeon who focuses on comprehensive treatment and surgery of spinal disorders. Dr. Jenkins is taking new patient appointments, and you can make your appointment today by calling 573-443-2402. Welcome Dr. Tyler Jenkins to Columbia Orthopedic Group.
To last 75 years, you must be doing things right. And at Seidenstricker's, we're known for treating our customers right by being by your side. What started with Ralph Seidenstricker opening his first dealership in 1944 has grown into 13 locally owned and operated John Deere stores across Missouri. We're by your side with equipment, parts, and service to help you get the job done right. Come visit any Seidenstricker location so we can thank you for being by our side for 75 years.
And welcome back to Fitzsimmons, John Arena, J.B. Conley with you. It is 27-4, Moberly after one quarter of play. Game one of two tonight here on 99.9, The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Marshalltown will have the ball coming out of the break. Newsom back on the floor out there with Tomlin. Beyonce Carter is on the floor for Moberly. Liburn. And Shatori Tyler. Smith will get it into the front court. Near side of the floor, she'll find Nerea Castillo. Feeds in the high post. Danielle Smith, turnaround jumper, left side, no good. Rebound controlled by Moberly, saved by Wilson on the baseline. Long pass to the front court, left side of the floor. Newsom for three. Bang! Her first points of the season. She averaged 10 points per game last year, 30-4 in favor of Moberly. 9.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Ball into the front court. Lyons with it. Right side of the wing. Gives it back out. Gatto with it. Top of the key right side. Working to her right. Sealed off there. Needs help. No one's getting open. Her pass deflected. Loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Moberly. It's deflected off Liburd. Maria Castillo, freshman from Barcelona. One of four Spaniards on the team will inbound. Comes into Rochelle Smith. Shot clock at three. Danielle Smith lost the clock and launches an air ball at the horn. So it'll be Moberly basketball. 9:03 remaining here in the second quarter. Into the front court is Tomlin. Left side of the wing. Top of the key, Newsom. Dribbles to her right, launches a three off the heel, no good. Rebound, Tomlin feeds it inside, nice pass and a foul. Good recognition by Tomlin. Finding Deanna Wilson in the low post. Excuse me, finding Carter in the low post. Fouls on Danielle Smith, her first. First free throw is good for Beyonce Carter. Freshman from Belleville. Second free throw is also good. 32-4. 8:47 remaining. And that pass is thrown away. Looking for Kiata on the far sideline, threw it 6 feet away from her into the seats. Inbounds pass will come into the backcourt. Front court now, right side of the floor. Holding the ball, Tyler gives up Newsom top of the key. Dribbles once to her left, back to the near side. Tyler head fakes a three, feeds it low post for Carter. Carter dribbles twice, spins to the basket. Her shot partially deflected. Loose ball fought for on the baseline. Controlled by Carter. Kicks out three left side. Won't go for Newsom. Rebound control this time by the Tigers. Rochelle Smith with it. Into the front court, weaving through traffic. Gets to the baseline. Fires up a shot partially deflected. Loose ball on the near side. Still loose in front of Lady Hounds bench. Picked up by Moberly. Swatted out of the hands of Corey Tomlin by Nerea Castillo. It'll stay with Mobley as it goes out of bounds. 32-4 in favor of the Lady Hounds. 8:09 remaining here in the first half. Inbounds pass comes in. Mobley on a 13-0 run right now. Check that, 11-0 at this point. They have a 16-0 run. Start of the game with a 5-0 run. At the top of the key, Tyler swings it left side. Three on the way. He spins out. No good for Newsom. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Grabbed by Lauren Lyons. 7:46 remaining here in the first half. Front court near side, Castillo. Feeds it low post, and they're going to catch Liebert on the arm of Lauren Lyons. Liebert picks up her second personal. Team foul number one here in the second quarter. And checking into the game will be Ava Zaragoza once again. She'll replace Danielle Smith. 7:37 remaining here in the first half. Moberly leading 32-4. Inbounds pass fed to Zaragoza underneath the basket. Reverse layup up and in. Her first points, 6'1 freshman from Spain, 32-6. Ball fed in the left corner, three on the way. Bang! Tyler, with her third of the game, has 9, 35-6. 7:17 remaining in the half. And a steal at midcourt by Liebert. She'll feed up the floor to the rack. The layup by Tomlin up and in. Tomlin with 4. The lead is 31 with 7:04 remaining in the half. Moberly pressing again. Right side, they get it into the front court for Lyons. Back to her right for Kiato. Dribbling right. Gets to the wing. Guarded by Tomlin. Comes off the screen. Shot clock at 10. Needs help and a foul. A travel's going to be called to the far sideline. Excuse me. Thought we might have had a reach, but Carla Kiato apparently took an extra step. Substitutions coming in for Moberly. Bryce Dell into the game. Deanna Wilson's out there. Kayla Langley back into the game. Tyler stays out there, as does Tomlin. Tomlin into the front court near side. Finds Tyler on the wing. Feeds it high post. Wilson called for the travel. 6:34 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading 37-6. Inbounds pass comes to Smith. She'll feed it to the right side of the floor. Kiata with it. Gives it back. Smith and Kiata playing catch in the backcourt. Now front court right side of the floor for Lyons. Fed in the corner. Zaragoza with it. Long pass back to the near side. Rochelle Smith drives to the lane and blocked and taken away by Langley. Pass into the front court near side for Dell. Dell against two defenders. Splits them. Shot deflected. Got her own rebound. Kicks back out left side. Three on the way. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Off the miss by Tyler. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Lady Greyhounds leading 37-6. Right side of the floor. Kiata with it. Low post. Turnaround jumper from 8 off the window is good. Nice touch. Kiata gets her first points. 5'6 sophomore from Barcelona, Spain. Averaged 4.9 points for the Tigers last year. 37-8. Near side Tyler into the high post. Ball deflected. Going to the floor. Saved by Moberly. And travel is going to be called. Indiana. Wilson tried to reel in the pass and slipped and moved with the ball on the floor. Ava Carbajal back into the game for Marshalltown. Also Lottie Van Molson into the game. 37-8, 5:29 remaining first half. Right side, Chiodo. Carbajal now near midcourt. Left side finds Van Molson. Back to the right side of the floor. Chiodo off to her right, Carbajal. Carbajal in the lane, lost handle, taken away by Moberly. Up the floor, into the lane. Jumper from the right elbow, no good for Tyler. Rebound, put back, won't go for Moberly. Long rebound to the near side, hauled in by Wilson. She'll leave it off left side. Dowell back to the near side of the floor. Tyler gives it back up top of the key. Swung to the left side once again. Ball fed inside once more. Wilson dribbles once. Off the window, it's good. Deanna Wilson has nine. Tied for a team high with Tyler, 39-8, 4:42 remaining in the first half. Front court right side of the floor. On the dribble, Chiodo. And we get a foul. A reach will be called on Wilson. That's her first, team foul number two. Darren Ziegler back into the game. Not even Molson will inbound near sideline. Gets into Carbajal. 4:25 remaining in the second quarter. Moberly up 39-8. Ball worked inside. Chiodo gives it back out. Three from the corner won't go for Castillo. Ball deflected out of bounds after Moberly had it. It'll stay with the Lady Hounds. And Moberly's going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout with 4:14 remaining here in the first half. We will keep it here. Coming up at the half, we'll have the halftime show brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancefurniture.com. Two high school football games for you tonight. Colton Moberly over on Quix AM and FM. Brad and Steven with that one. Harrisburg and Paris on Crest. Eric and Stewart have that. I will have End Zone after the games on Crest tonight. 39-8. Moberly with the lead and the ball coming up on 4 minutes remaining in the half. Front court, Tomlin, left side of the floor. She'll find Ziegler back to the near side. Tomlin into the right corner. Three on the way. Bang! The first three for Bryce Dowell. And it's 42-8. Moberly pressing again on the far side. Chiodo gets into the front court. Loose on the floor. It'll be picked up by Zaragoza near the right corner. Works at baseline. Goes underneath the basket. And she stepped on the line. But was she pushed out? She was. Fouls on Kayla Langley. That is her second, team foul number three here in the second quarter. Corey Tomlin will sit down. Vianna Pettis is into the game. Inbounds pass coming from Carbajal. Launches to the right side. Shot won't go for Van Molson. Deflect out of bounds. Moberly ball. To 8 with 3:39 remaining in the first half. Front court near side of the floor. Dowell with it. Dribbles to her left at the top of the key. Still going left. Plays it off that side. Jumper from the free throw line. Will go for Pettis. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Back to the top of the key. Pettis gives it back out left side. Ziegler, long two, is up and in. She has four. 44-8. 3:10 remaining in the first half. Down into the front court, and ball comes back out. Free throw line jumper won't go by Van Molson. Rebound deflected on the floor. It was a kicked ball. And it's going to stay with Moberly. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. It's 44-8. Front court left side of the floor. Ziegler takes it to the baseline. Her shot deflected, no good. Rebound put back by Wilson up and in. Deanna Wilson with 11. Lady Hounds lead 46-8, 2:41 remaining in the half. Long pass into the front court near side. Underneath the basket. And Van Molson lost the handle. Mobley comes out of there with it. Wilson will dribble up the far sideline into the front court as it gives up to the top of the key. Pettis on the drive and contact. They're going to call block inside. And Van Molson's frustrated. That's her first foul. 2:25 remaining in the first half. Moberly by 38. Inbounds pass goes left side of the floor. Back up to the top of the key. Three on the way. Bang on the hop. Ziegler with their first three of the night has 7 points. 49-8 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Ball at midcourt, deflected, taken away by Moberly. Ziegler in the front court, feeds it left side, underneath the basket, layup left short, rebound Moberly, putback is up and in by Wilson. Wilson has 13, Moberly by 43. 1:57 remaining in the first half. Near side of the floor, three on the way by Van Molson, off the front iron, no good, and a foul on the rebound. There against Langley, she just about ran over Zaragoza for the loose ball. That is her third personal. Team foul number four. Jamila Nunzikambi and Beyonce Carter back into the game. Minute 47 remaining in the first half. Ball fed inside Zaragoza, and she's fouled immediately. This will be free throws. As Carter picks up her first. At the line, Ava Zaragoza, 6'1 freshman from Madrid, Spain. One of only three freshmen on this roster. First free throw is too strong. That's the first free throw attempt of the night for the Tigers. Moberly is now 5 of 7. Second free throw. Off the heel and rolls home. 51-9, minute 44 remaining in the half. Top of the key. Pettis swings it left side. Ziegler on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Goes back to her left. Feeds in low post. Nothing there for Zama. Takes it out to the wing. Gives it back out. Now top of the key once more. Driving the lane. Runner by Pettis won't go. Zama tips the rebound to herself, but she stepped on the baseline. Minute 25 remaining in the half. Carpeo in the backcourt. Feeds it right side of the floor. She'll find Chiato. Front court, long pass near side. Van Molson knocked out her hands, got it back on the baseline. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be Moberly ball with 1:14 remaining. We'll recap the first half scoring. Catch up with Greyhounds coach Pat Smith coming up halftime. Front court, near side of the floor. Dowell with it, back up to the top of the key. Back to Dowell on the near side. Feeds into the low post. Ball swung back to the left side of the floor. 15 on the shot clock. 3 on the way is an air ball. Rebound controlled by Dowell. Put back up and in. Bryce has 5. 53-9. 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Long pass front court. Right side Zaragoza. Gets a low block. Lost it off her foot. Loose ball picked up by Moberly with numbers. 3-on-2. Now 4-on-2. Ball fed inside the shot. Up and in. Nice play by Zama. 55-9. Shot clock's turned off. 25 seconds remaining here in the first half. Zaragoza right side. Gives it back out. On the far sideline with the dribble is Carpeo. Down to 11 seconds remaining in the half, and we get a foul. I think this was before the shot. Block is called on Dowell. That is her first. And at the line, a couple of free throws coming up for Ava Carpeo. At 6.6 points per game last year for the Tigers, 67% free throw share. She misses the first. She'll have one more attempt. Second free throw on its way. Rolls home. Corbeil with three. It's 55-10. 9 seconds remaining in the half. Mobley into the front court. Pettis with it, top of the key. Working to her right, and an illegal screen called on Moberly. This goes against Nunsicombe. Her first. 3.7 seconds remaining in the half. Inbounds pass to the near side of the floor. Carbeo with it with two. Launches a three shy of half court. And it was off target. At the half, it is Moberly 55, Marshalltown 10. We will take a two-minute break and be back with a halftime show. You're listening to Lady Hounds.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Napa know-how.
Great deals at Moberly Napa right now. Shell Rotella T4 heavy-duty diesel engine oil, 15W40, only $15.29 per gallon. Gunk oil or foamy engine cleaner, 2 for $6. CRC brake clean, chlorinated non-flammable, 2 for $6. 3M brake cleaner, $2.99 per can. Lucas fuel system treatment, $3.99. ISO heating premium fuel line antifreeze for $1.99. Max diesel fuel conditioner, $5.99. And Max premium starting fluid or de-icer, $1.99. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
The weather is changing, and the Riley family at Arts is making comfort more affordable. All furniture is now on sale at Arts Harvest Sale. Relax in a Lazy Boy recliner starting at $349. You'll find discontinued reclining love seat was $13.99, now just $399. Complete bedroom suit, including dresser, mirror, chest, and bed, was $35.57, now $14.99. Shop the Harvest Sale today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and at artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
And welcome back. J.B. Connolly with you. It's halftime here at Fitzsimmons John Arena. And the Lady Hounds are leading Marshalltown by a score of 55-10. The halftime show is brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Moberly's not trailed in this game. They start with a 5-0 run. And then a 16-0 run after that. They led 27-4 after one quarter. And they now lead by a score of 55-10. As Moberly has dominated throughout this contest. Lady Hounds led by Deanna Wilson with 13 points. Shatori Tyler has 9. Darren Ziegler has 7. Bryce Dowell with 5. Corey Tomlin with 4. Jani Liebert with 4. Casey Newsom with 3. 2 each for Vienna Pettis. Zaba Nanzakambi. Kayla Langley, Taylor Lawson Hicks, and Beyonce Carter all in the first half. Marshalltown led by Ava Zaragoza and Ava Carbeo with 3 points each, 2 each from Carla Chiato and Lottie Van Malsen in the first half. Moberly 5 of 7 from the free throw line, and Marshalltown 2 of 4 from the charity stripe in the first half. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back with more of the halftime show brought to you by Arts. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive, with peace of mind.
Get your new tires at Thomas Motors. You'll save big with their price matching and rebate offers. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. Online at thomasmtrs.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
And welcome back to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Lady Hounds leading 55-10 at the break. Join us now to preview the men's contest. Head coach Pat Smith starting his 11th season at the helm of the Greyhounds.
How many years have you been here? Right at 11?
Started my 8th.
8th? That's right, because I had the 3 ahead. Yeah. Okay. Well, we appreciate Chris and all y'all do, and I tell you, JB, you followed some big footsteps, but you've done a heck of a job, and we really appreciate having you on the games.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. You've got some guys following some big footsteps tonight. Markelo Sullivan and company.
Oh, man, Markelo the leader. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is every year. I was telling my guys today, you know, one time I was sitting in the locker room my junior year of college, I think, and after practice, and it kind of hit me that what was I going to do with the rest of my life? I think I was majoring in pre-law, whatever the mood of the week was. You know what I mean?
You would have been a great lawyer, Coach.
Yeah, and I thought about it. There's days that probably if I looked at their paychecks, I probably wish I'd done it. But anyway, I just said, well, I'm going to really miss this. And I was telling my guys this morning, I said, I think that's a big reason why I went into coaching. And here I am, I don't have any years, 37, I don't know, somewhere around there. And it just hit me tonight again that, you know, that I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes time to play that first game. And I'm excited for our guys. They, you know, you go through August a little bit, you go through September with what we do, what we're allowed to do. You get to October, you got some scrimmages, but still it's a tough month. And now we move into a month where we pretty much play games. And with that said, you know, I think we're ready. I think there's a lot of challenges that lie ahead. We're looking forward to tonight.
I know when I played high school sports, I always enjoyed that first game of the season. I enjoyed doing something other than practicing. I liked getting out there and going against an opponent. How about as a coach? Is it different for you coaching in October and coaching in November?
You know, it is, because I think you get zeroed in a little bit more. I mean, I'm always trying to be zeroed in, but, you know, when you're in October, I hate to put it this bluntly, JB, you're trying to get your kids through the month. You're trying to get through the month healthy-wise, basically. You're trying to work them hard enough to where we got that conditioning level and that toughness. But you're just trying to get through the month. Now we get to November. Your practice time might be a little bit less, which is going to be because of games. But, yet it gets a little bit more zeroed in, you know, about, hey, we need to do this better, we need to do that better. Now all of a sudden you're comparing yourself to other people, other teams, and it just gets a lot tougher. But, you know, I'll tell you, that's one of the exciting things about the challenge. And, you know, I've had people ask me over the years, we normally will have about 3 or 4 kids back. That's what we kind of average over the years. Last year I think we had 5 back. Okay, 3 major players. This year we have 1 kid back, 1 kid that has ever played in our program. So somebody asked me the other day, said, how do you do that challenge all the time? I said, I don't even think about it. You go out, you coach, you get your team prepared. So I'm hoping we're prepared for that.
You have a talented class you've brought in. Obviously these guys have scored a lot of points. They've played a lot of games. It's getting them to come together as a unit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, putting aside the egos and maybe some bad habits in terms of, you know, what these guys develop playing AU and everything, and there's positive AU. But some of these guys, they come into our program, and they don't understand that college basketball, I hate to put it this bluntly again, it's a little bit of a business. And it's where you come to work every day, you've got to grind every day, and you got to fight injuries, you got to fight, you know, maybe adversity in terms of not getting the playing time a specific time you want. Maybe you're going to have to go ahead and you're going to have to develop a consistency to how you practice and how you prepare. And so that's a lot of the stuff that goes far beyond the game that we have to battle as coaches. And it's like I told them one day, I said, I know there might be a lot of people giving in today. We're not going to give in to you. I mean, we will demand it be done our way. Now, our attention to detail has to be great. I was listening to a show this morning on First Take, and they were talking about the New England Patriots, and Louis Riddick had played for the Patriots, and I think maybe the last 2 years of his career. he made a great comment. He says, everybody talks about, well, we're going to be on time, we're going to do this. He says, and then as the year goes on, NFL teams start letting a lot of things slide. He said, they don't let them slide with the Patriots. He said, you will get fined for everything you do, and you will be talking to Belichick about everything you do. And I thought, you know, that's a great sign, great thing about attention to detail.
If you do the little things right, it's easier to do the big things right, isn't it?
That kind of motivated me, you know. Of course, you and I are football guys.
you can't find your players either, then.
Yeah.
Obviously, we saw your guys out here at scrimmage a couple weeks ago.
I can't find them, but I guarantee one thing. I can run them more than the Patriots run them.
Yeah, they don't have a union.
It's like I've told my players a lot of times now. There's two great teachers in this game, benching that baseline.
Yep.
They never fail.
Saw your guys at the scrimmage here last week, two scrimmages, and honestly, when I was watching, your guys looked even stronger in the second game against S&T than maybe against the first game at Southwest Iowa. I mean, you look like you're improving.
Yeah, we
tonight.
Did kind of the same thing the other day. I thought we went out, we kind of blew Hannibal Grange out the first game. We had to survive a pretty good Missouri Valley back. I mean, it's tough when you play four-year schools.
Yeah.
You know, but we beat Missouri Valley, I think, too, and Chad's got a nice team down there. And then we played Central Methodist, who I think is going to be a good team. I think Sherman's having another pretty good squad over there. And we really played well that third game. So I think our conditioning level is pretty good. And, you know, we do a lot of scrimmaging and practice. I think right now, you know, our guys are ready to play. We only have to play one tonight.
Yeah.
Got to get one done.
Who's the one guy who surprised you most in October?
Desi Jones. I knew he was good. I knew he could play. I expected him to play for us. He's been just really steady for us. I mean, he just comes down. He just plays. He competes. At 5'9", you have to be really good to play Division I, and I'll be shocked if he doesn't have that opportunity. He's that good, and he's got deep range. And then on top of that, he's got a little swagger about him that I like. Just, you know, he never says much, but, you know, he just plays, and he feels like he's a pretty good player. So he's been a great – he's not surprised, but a really nice – I just have a nice feeling about where he's at as a player.
That's good. What can you tell us about William Penn's JV?
Well, first of all, I'm extremely appreciative. We had a school, I've never seen this, cancel add-ons yesterday. And all the years I've coached, I've never had that happen. And so anyway, Coach Hayes has some really good contacts in AY-wise. He's able to get them. Let me tell you, their varsity is good every year. They have to bring in 50 kids every year. I think into their school or the program or something is what I heard. I expect them to have some talent. Let me tell you what they did a couple years ago. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. They beat State Fair. And then they almost they gave Indian Hills a pretty good game in the Classic over there. So, you know, depending on who they have here tonight, I mean, this could probably going to be a better opponent than what we would have had the other team stayed.
Pretty impressive game earlier between Lincoln and Marshalltown.
Yeah, Marshalltown's got a good team. And, you know, the sad thing about Marshalltown, I think they led the last 30 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
I think the only lead, if I'm not mistaken, that Linkier had was at the end of the game.
Yeah,
where he hit a three-point play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marshalltown's really dangerous, but we'll talk about them, I'm sure, after the game. We'll try to get win number one tonight.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after the game.
You got the Chiefs and the
Vikings
on Sunday. I hope Mahomes can play.
You're turning into a Chiefs fan, are you?
Hey, I've turned into, hey, go Chiefs. We're ready.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Pat Smith joins here at the halftime show. Brought to you by Arts, great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancefurniture.com. Lady Hounds lead 55-10. We'll be back with the second half in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on 99.9 KIRK Macon, the captain in centralmoinfo.com.
Napa Know How.
Great deals in Moberly Napa right now. Shell Rotella T4 heavy-duty diesel engine oil, 15W40, only $15.29 per gallon. Gunk oil or foamy engine cleaner, 2 for $6. CRC brake clean, chlorinated non-flammable, 2 for $6. 3M brake cleaner, $2.99 per can. Lucas fuel system treatment, $3.99. ISOHEAT premium fuel line antifreeze for $1.99. Max diesel fuel conditioner, $5.99. And Max premium starting fluid or de-icer, $1.99. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
TrueMac offers you the best of both worlds.
TruMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to Truman State University. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your TruMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Bulldog. Stop waiting and emerge as a TruMac student today at macc.edu. MACC, the college for you.
Regional radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses.
Stop by the Brick Family Restaurant in downtown Mobile. You can enjoy breakfast, which is served all day, or a hot home-cooked meal with a fresh salad or perhaps a sandwich or burger. You will also find daily specials. The Brick is open daily from 6 to 2 p.m. 7 days a week. You can call ahead for orders to go at 263-1414. The Brick Family Restaurant in downtown Moberly, where families, neighbors, and friends meet for a great meal in a relaxing atmosphere and would appreciate your business.
And welcome back. Mobley started the second half with the ball. Comes into the front court, near side of the floor. Ball fed inside underneath the basket. The layup is up and it's in for Deanna Wilson. Had a game-high 13 points in the first half. 15 points for her now. Not 57 to 10 in favor of Mobley as we start the third quarter. Into the front court, left side, Ava Zaragoza there in the green uniforms. White numerals, black trim going left-right. And quick steal coming out of their Liebert with it. Probably in the white uniforms, white numerals, red trim. Liebert's runner no good. Wilson's put back high off the window is good. Wilson was 17. It's 59-10 with 9:22 remaining in the third quarter. Tigers into the front court. Near steal, ball deflected. Zaragoza ends up with it, then almost lost it again. She does haul it in. Moberly by 49 points. Top of the key, Keanu to the near side finds Rochelle Smith. Back to the near side of the floor for Danielle Smith. Gives it back up. Zaragoza with it. Backs in on her defender. Turnaround jumper partially blocked. The foul is going to be called just before the shot clock expires. Tori Tyler picks up her first. Team foul number one. At the line, Ava Zaragoza, 3 points, one of two from the stripe in the first half. Freshman from Madrid, Spain. First free throw is no good. 59-10, 8:53. Remaining in the third quarter. Second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound Moberly. Into the front court. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Swung into the left corner. Three on the way by Newsom. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Danielle Smith. Pass to the near side over Newsom. Finds her teammate, Rochelle Smith, and a foul is going to be called. Newsom picks up her first. Team foul number two. 8:35 remaining third quarter. It's 59-10. Don't forget we've got the men's game coming up. It's the William Penn JV. Ball comes to the near side. Zaragoza called for a travel. And checking into the game for the Tigers will be Whitley Irvin. Zaragoza will have a seat. Irvin, the sophomore from Eaton, Colorado. 8:32 remaining in the third quarter. It's 59-10 in favor of Moberly. Front court near side, Tyler with it at the wing. Gives it back up top of the key, Newsom. Into the high post. Nothing there for Wilson. Kicks out three by Newsom. Off the heel. Bang! Her second three of the game as she got two hops and it fell in. 62-10. Front court near side, Smith. Off to her right. Keanu with it. Near the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Passes back to the near side for Rochelle Smith. Hands off to Van Molson. Into the near corner for Irvin. Shot clock at 10. Irvin's pass gets back out to Smith left side. Drives the baseline. Her shot blocked out of bounds with four on the shot clock is Liebert. Sent it to the seats. They'll wipe up the floor. Shot clock is at four with 7:51 remaining in the quarter. Marshalltown will inbound. Baseline far side of the basket. Rochelle Smith looking for someone to get open. finally on the left side. Gallardo does. Trapped in the corner. The shot clock's going to expire before she can do anything with it. Moberly basketball with 7:46 remaining in the third quarter. 62-10. Long pass front court near side. Newsom feeds it low post. Wilson ran into a couple of players. Who are they going to call a foul on? Wilson was trying to turn to the basket. She was fouled by Danielle Smith. That's her second, team foul number one here in the third quarter. Now put Deanna Wilson at the line. She has 17 points to lead all scores. First free throw off the heel, no good. She's now 3 of 5 from stripe. One more attempt coming up. And the second free throw is good. 18 for her, 63-10. Into the front court. Ball swung left side for Van Malsen. To the near side, deflected. Tyler comes up with the steal. Into the front court, Chitori left side. Stops now, dishes, driving to the rack. Wilson lays it up in. She has 20. 65-10. 7:18 remaining in the third. Michelle Smith crossing the timeline. Work the left side of the floor. She'll find Van Malsen. Gives it back up top of the key. Smith with it back to the right side. Van Malsen into the high post. Deflected, taken away by Wilson. Into the front court with numbers. Near side for Newsom. Has it the wing. Steps into a three. Bang! Her third three of the night. It's 68-10. 6:49 remaining here in the third. Left side, Van Malsen. Into the high post, Danielle Smith back out to Rochelle Smith. Left corner for Irvin. Drives the baseline, and she stepped on the baseline, trying to spin, give it back out to Danielle Smith in the high post. 6:35 remaining in the third quarter, Moberly leading 68-10. Front court near side, Newsom has it at the wing. Feeds in the high post. Liebert kicks back to the right side. Reversed out to the top key. Tyler gives it back in. Turnaround jumper by Liebert from the free throw line is good. She has 6, and the lead is 60. Rochelle Smith into the front court. Probably the 2-3 zone now. On the dribble is Fiato. Has it stolen away. Up the near sideline, Newsom protects the ball from Van Malsen. Gives it back out near side. Tyler drives in. Pops from the left side of the key, puts it up and in. Chitori Tyler with 11. And it is 72-10. 5:45 remaining here in the third quarter. Pass deflected, taken away, given back to the near side. Newsom with it, dribbles the left wing. Tripped over the official's foot, lost the ball. Then Malsen picks it up. Dishes the other way. Rochelle Smith off the window. It's good. To 12, front court near side, Newsom, 3, off the wing, off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Keato. Probably is going to go with the line change, next whistle. In the front court, Keato the near side. Smith into the high post, and a foul is going to be called on Chitori Tyler. That's her second personal. Team foul number 3. Keato Pettis into the game. Also, Kayla Langley, Darren Ziegler. Zama's out there. And looking for the fifth. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Carbeo with it. Just came in for the Tiger. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Langley. To the front court. Pettis swings it right side. Three on the way by Ziegler. Bang! Her second three of the game, she's got 10. Third, Lady Howard to double digits, 75-12. With 4:47 remaining. Rochelle Smith into the front court. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Carvalho with it. Finds Zaragoza, lost the ball on the floor. Moberly comes out of there with it. Zama up the floor. Into the front court, pass near side to the rack, off the glass, count it. Bianna Pettis with her second basket. She has 4. Bianna and it's 77-12. 4:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Michelle Smith top of the key. Near side for Carbeo. Back to the left side, fed to the high post. Lauren Lines just came in, has it. Gives it back out to the right side. And a sloppy job by Lottie Van Nelson to catch it. Lost it into her own bench. 77-12, 3:58 remaining third quarter. Lawson Hicks will get into the front court near side. Has it the wing. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Ziegler with it. Feeds in. Zama drives the lead. Lays it up and in. She's going to be fun to watch this year, folks. 79-12. 3:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Near side, Carbeo with it. Has it the wing. Into the high post. Lions back to the near side. Carbeo into the corner. Van Molson for three is an air ball. Rebound controlled by Zama on the far side. Nanzikavi into the front court. Has it at the elbow. Bounces to the right side. Jumper on the way is good by Ziegler. She has 12. It's 81-12. 3:10 remaining here in the third quarter. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Carbeo with it. Top of the key. She'll find Smith and a steal. Up the floor. All the way. Layup is no good, but a foul. Pettis going to the line to shoot two. The foul on Rochelle Smith is her first. And Nuria Castillo will check back into the game for the Tigers, replacing Lottie Van Molson. Bianna Pettis at the free throw line. The freshman from Memphis, Tennessee, has 4 points. First free throw is good. Second free throw is also good. Pettis with six. And the lead is 71. 2:51 remaining in the third quarter. Near side of the floor, Carbeo with it. Nearly walked. Gives a long pass left side. Rochelle Smith bounces into the corner for Lions. Lions feeds it back inside. Carbeo steps to the basket. Up and in. Carbeo with five. 83-14. Into the front court. Top of the key. Pettis swings it right side. Ziegler gives it back out to Pettis. Near side of the floor now. Holding the ball. Lawson Hicks. Ball fed into the high post. Back to the right side of the floor. Ball fed into Zama. Back to the near side of the floor. And a three on the way by Lawson Hicks is an air ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball with 2:08 remaining in the third quarter. 83-14. Into the front court will be Smith, Rochelle Smith. Pass to the right side for Carbeo. Feeds the low post. Jumper from 8 feet. No good. Ball deflected into the hands of Kayla Langley. Into the front court. Falling to the floor. And a travel is going to be called. No, the timeout granted to Moberly. As Pettis stumbled, hauled the ball in. Moberly got a timeout before a travel could be called. With a minute 49 remaining here in the third quarter, we will keep it here. Moberly leading 83-14. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. The Brick, a great place to eat. Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency. AK's Guns and Ammo, Napa Auto Parts, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. PK Weiss Agency in Moberly and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. C&R Markets with 11 locations. And Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. 1:49 left in the third quarter. Moberly leading 83-14. Near side, Bryce Dowell with it. Up to the top of the key. Ball fed to the high post. Zama with the right side. Feeds it low post. Shot the window. Langley cut it one. Chance for a three-point play. The foul was called on Ava Zaragoza. That'll be her third personal. Langley, a 5'10 freshman from Spring Hill, Florida, has 4 points. And the free throw is good. And Mobley, so far tonight, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Pass deflected out of bounds by Dowell. Will stay with the Tigers. 86 to 14. Minute 30 remaining in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes in. Smith with it. At the elbow. Gives it back to the near side of the floor. On the baseline now, Zaragoza with it. Goes underneath the basket. Her reverse layup is too strong. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Minute 17 remaining in the quarter. Ball comes to the front court near side. Three on the way. Bang! Bryce Dowell. Her second triple of the night. She has eight. 88 to 14. Coming up on 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Near side of the floor. Ball fed off to Carbeo near the corner. Takes it out to the wing. Pass to the far side. Gets through to Rochelle Smith. 13 on the shot clock. Back to Carbeo on the near side. Double team there. Feeds it right corner. Castillo for three is good. First three of the night by the Tigers. 88 to 17. After then, ball knocked loose. Will be saved on the far sideline. Moberly with it. 33 seconds left in the quarter. Near side, Dowell feeds it down to Langley. Draws a double team in the low post. Kicks out three by Dowell. Bang! Her third three of the night. She's got 11. And it's 91 to 17 with 18 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Rochelle Smith into the front court. Down to 9, 8. Shot clocks are turned off. Still dribbling out at the logo. Working to her left. Feeds it left side. Three on the way. Off the rim. No good by Lions. Rebound Moberly. After three quarters, it's the Lady Greyhounds 91, Marshalltown 17. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
To last 75 years, you must be doing things right. And at Seidenstricker's, we're known for treating our customers right by being by your side. What started with Ralph Seidenstricker opening his first dealership in 1944 has grown into 13 locally owned and operated John Deere stores across Missouri. We're by your side with equipment, parts, and service to help you get the job done right. Come visit any Seidenstricker location so we can thank you for being by our side for 75 years.
AK's Guns and Ammo in downtown Moberly has a great selection of conceal and carry purses and holsters in stock to suit your style. AK's Guns and Ammo is the shooting sports headquarters for everyone, from the first-time buyer to the seasoned professional shooter. Austin offers in-house training classes for conceal and carry permit, firearm handling, one-on-one training, plus a host of workshops. Stop in and see Austin at AK's Guns and Ammo in downtown Moberly or online at www.akguns.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by PK Weiss Agency. As independent agents, the folks at PK Weiss Agency in downtown Moberly can help you find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. And Valentine Insurance Agency is your full-service independent agency in Moberly, where their slogan is, protecting you is what we love to do. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. You can visit them online at thomasmtrs.com. And Knapp Auto Parts in Moberly, get the good stuff. Fourth quarter begins. Moberly leading 91-17. Marshalltown with the ball going left to right. In the lane, Rochelle Smith, jumper up and in. She has 4 points now. 91-19. Lady Hounds into the front court. Pettis works it right side of the floor. Fed back into the high post. Zama with it. Splits two defenders. Got it back out. Right corner. Three on the way. Will not go for Ziegler. Rebound controlled by Marshalltown. 9.5 minutes remaining. Into the front court. Carbeo with it. Left side of the floor for Rochelle Smith. Working to her right. Still dribbling. Sealed off there. Now gives it to the near side for Carbeo. Shot clock at 12. Works it into the right corner. Holds her head. Long pass left corner for Smith. Steps into a three. It's good. Rochelle Smith with 7 points. 91 to 22. 9 minutes remaining. Front court near side. Another three by Dowell. Off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Smith. In traffic, ball knocked loose. Will be picked up by Moberly. Zama with it. Feeds it to the near side. To the rack. The layup up and in by Langley. She has 7. 93 to 22. A 71-point lead. 8:45 remaining in the game. Front guard near side. Carbeo gives it back out to Smith. holding the ball. Now gives it back to the left side of the floor. Castillo gives it back out. Smith to the near side for Carbajo. Gets to the baseline and was bumped out by Zama. Jamila Nanzakabi picks up her second personal. Team foul number one. 93-22, 8-24. Remaining here in the contest. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Comes in. Near side Lions. Her shot too strong. Rebound Moberly. Grabbed by Ziegler. Dribbling in the backcourt. Weaves through traffic. Front court right side of the floor. Ball worked to the low post. Zama, no look pass inside. Langley puts it up and in. Nice look. 95-22. 8 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Into the front court. Michelle Smith, top of the key. Near side, Carbajo. Feeds in low post. Layup left short. Rebound tipped around. Finally grabbed by Moberly. Zama out of there with it. Into the front court. Zips up the floor. No look pass. Comes back to the near side. Now three on the way by Dowell. Bang! Fourth of the night. She has 14, 98, 22, 7:35 remaining. Into the front court, Rochelle Smith. Between the circles. Feeds into the high post. Zaragoza with it. Her shot. Right side up and in. She has five. 98-24. And a foul at midcourt. On Nuria Castillo, that'll be her first. 7:17 remaining. This is game one of our doubleheader tonight here on the Captain. Moberly leading 98-24. They led 55-10 at halftime. Ziegler with it. Right side for Pettis. He's inside. Zama. Steps back, now tries to force a pass, stolen by Marshalltown. Long pass up the floor. Smith going to the rack, off the window, left it short. That's Rochelle Smith with the miss. Rebound Moberly. Pettis into the front court, feeds inside. Langley puts it up and in. Langley with 11. Five Lady Hounds in double digits now, 100-24. Left side of the floor. Lions splits a double team. Feeds it low post. Now kick back to left corner. Three on the way by Castillo. Off the rim short. Rebound Moberly. Zama's going to sprint up the floor with it. Her pass deflected on the baseline. Saved by Langley. Kicked out. Three by Dowell. Off the rim no good. Rebound Moberly. And a foul. Going for the ball is called on Pettis. That'll be her first. And a number of Lady Hounds checking into the game. Newsom's back in there. Beyonce Carter's into the game. Dowell's going to stay in. Tomlin's out there. And Deanna Wilson back into the game. 100-24, 6:22 remaining. And Zaragoza back on the floor for the Tigers. Also, Carla Chiato's out there. Zaragoza high post. Left side, Chiato. Shot clock down to 13. Coming up on 6 minutes remaining. Rochelle Smith, top of the key. Left side, Chiato for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Moberly. 100-24. Into the front court. Ball swung to the right side of the floor. Newsom for three. Off the rim, no good. Wilson fighting for the rebound against two defenders. Puts it back up. Won't get it to go. Rebound this time by Zaragoza. Lady Hounds, 5:38 from going to 1-0 on the year. Near side of the floor, comes back, left side. Worked into lane, shot off the window. Will not go for Zaragoza from point blank. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court, right side of the floor. Newsom gives it back out, near side once more. Ball to the near side for Wilson on the baseline. She was fouled by Zaragoza. That'll be her fourth. Team foul number two. 5:13 remaining. It's Moberly 100, Marshalltown 24. As Danielle Smith comes in, she'll replace Lauren Lyons. Inbounds pass comes near side. Newsom left corner. Up to the high post, Wilson works it inside, dribbling one, shot off the window, up and in by Carter. Carter's first bucket, she has 4 points now. 102-24. Midway point of the fourth quarter. Into the front court, Smith, right side, finds Carbeo. At the wing, long pass to the left side, gets through to Chiato. Shot clock at 15, 4:45 left. Chiato gets it back left side near the wing. Out to Smith. Long pass right side, Carbeo. Feeds into Danielle Smith. Turnaround jumper to her left is up and in. Her first points of the night. 102-26, 4:30 remaining. Front court near side. Dowell with it. Long pass right side. Newsom into the high post for Wilson. Back to the near side. Three on the way by Dowell. Bang! That's her fifth of the night. She's got 17 points. It's 105-26. 4:12 remaining in the fourth. Smith will get into the front court for the Tigers. Near side of the floor, fed into the key, deflected, taken away by Moberly. Long pass into the front court. To the rack, the layup left short by Dowell. The putback is up and in by Carter. She has six, 107-26. Moberly by 81, 3:43 left. Long pass left side, Chiato. Has it the wing. Gives it back up. Rochelle Smith back to Chiato. Shot clock at 15. Ball into the key. Taken away by Moberly. They've got numbers the other way. Driving the basket. Wilson lays it up and in. Wilson with 22. 109-26. I know you're wondering. The greatest margin of victory for the Lady Hounds is 97. Not quite there yet. We're at 83 right now, and a foul committed by Corey Tomlin with 3:07 remaining. That was her first. And that's going to get Nature Frost into the game to replace Deanna Wilson. Frost, the only Lady Hound who's not been in the game yet tonight. 5'8 freshman from St. Louis. Everyone else on the roster has scored. Left side, Chiato with it. Pass comes near side, Smith feeds into Danielle Smith. Back to the left side of the floor, Carbeo with it. Into the high post, jumper on the way, spins out, no good for Danielle Smith. Rebound, Moberly, 2:52 left. Front court near side. That long two won't go for Dowell. The rebound controlled by Marshalltown. In the lane, ball loose on the floor. Carbeo going to the floor with it. We'll have a tie-up, and it's Moberly's ball on the possession arrow. 2:38 remaining, 109-26. Moberly will get it into the front court. Right side, now top of the key. Dowell with it, feeds it back to her right. Newsom with it. Back to the top of the key. Tomlin to the near side. Head to the baseline. Jumper by Frost. Won't go. It's off the rim. Rebound controlled by the Tigers with 2:15 remaining. 109-26 in favor of Moberly. Front court right corner. Rochelle Smith feeds inside. Shot off the glass. It's too strong by Danielle Smith. Rebound controlled by the Lady Hounds. Into the front court. Driving to the rack. Dowell lays it up and in. Dowell with 19 points. 111-26. A minute 50 remaining. Right side of the floor into the corner. Chiato with it. Finds Danielle Smith. Her pass in the lane. A shot off the glass is up and in by Ava Zaragoza. 111-28. Minute and a half remaining. Front court near side. Dowell. Back to the right side. Newsom. Into the high post. Frost drives the lane left side. Layup is good. Everyone scores tonight for Moberly. 113-28, 115 remaining. Front court near side. Smith has the ball go off the foot of Dowell out of bounds. The Hounds will be back in action tomorrow night. They'll take on Rend Lake, who beat Independence 89-86 in the first game here today. Right side of the floor. Long pass by Keato to the left side. Reverse to the top of the key for Rochelle Smith. Keato near side into the right corner again. Three on the way is good. Ava Carbeo leads her team with 8 points now. 113-31. Right side of the floor, Newsom with it. Gives it back out. Dowell with it between the circles. 42 seconds remaining. Right side, Newsom on the baseline. Feeds in. Jumper by Wilson. Awkward shot. Actually, that was Beyonce Carter, excuse me, with the bucket. She has 8. 115-31. 35 seconds left. Front court near side. Carbeo with it at the wing. Feeds in the lane. Ball deflected. Danielle Smith ends up with it. Lays it up. Gets it to fall. She has 4. Shot clock's turned off. 15 seconds left in the game. Lady Hounds will go to 1-0 on the year. Marshalltown falls to 0-1. They'll play Independence here tomorrow. 6 seconds left. Moberly just holding the ball out around the perimeter. And the final score of this one, Moberly 115, Marshalltown 33. We will take a 2-minute break. Be back here with the postgame show. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Well, it's time to fall into savings at your friendly C&R Supermarkets. Fresh, never frozen, Sanderson Farms boneless chicken breasts at $1.79 a pound. Choice beef rump roast, only $2.99 a pound. Blue ribbon ice cream at $1.99. Six-pack bottles of Coca-Cola products, 4 for $10. And 5-pound bags of Best Choice russet potatoes, only $1.99. Save big on food and fuel with your C&R Rewards card this week, where you can get free eggs, Chef RD, and Imperial margarine. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
We are growing at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have 3 new physicians on board. Please welcome Dr. Jeff Millis. Dr. Millis is a joint replacement surgeon who focuses on using the anterior approach when replacing a hip. Dr. Millis graduated from the University of Missouri School of Medicine and loves to be back in mid-Missouri. He is taking new patient appointments, and you can make yours by calling 573-443-2402. Welcome Dr. Jeff Millis to Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Hi, this is Susan from Kids Caboose in downtown Moberly. Do your children know how to play Let's Pretend? Do you want them to put down their electronic devices and just be kids? Then come shop our large assortment of Melissa and Doug toys that help children take back their childhood. Because giving children a chance to be curious and to see new possibilities will keep them on a path to realizing their full potential. Kids Caboose and Melissa and Doug toys, serving the children of North Central Missouri for over 13 years.
Your home is where memories are made, and it's where your family feels safe. You don't want a memory of pest invading your home or making it unsafe for your family. Hello, I'm Michael Patterson, owner of Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina and Moberly. Pest Pro Solutions is a family-owned and operated, so we understand how important good memories are. So when pests are a problem, call Pest Pro Solutions, because we're the best solution to keep your home or business bug-free and happy. To contact us or learn more, view pestpromo.com. That's pestpromo.com.
And welcome back to Fitzsimmons, John Arena for the postgame show here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Lady Hounds win 115-33. Impressive win for the Lady Hounds. Never trailed this one. Deanna Wilson with 22 points. Bryce Dowell with 19. Darren Ziegler had 12. Shatori Tyler had 11. Kayla Langley had 11. Casey Newsom had 9. Beyonce Carter had 8. 6 for Vienna Pettis, 6 for Shania Lieberg, 4 for Corey Tomlin, 4 for Zama, and 2 each for Nature Frost and Taylor Lawson Hicks. Marshalltown led by Ava Carbeo with 8, 7 each for Rochelle Smith and Ava Zaragoza, 4 for Danielle Smith, 3 for Nuria Castillo, 2 each for Molly Van Melson and Carla Chiato. As Moberly never trail, they're up 27-4 after 1, 55-10 at the half, 91-17 after 3 quarters, and they win 115 2:33. Austin Ward standing by. He's getting prepared for the halftime show for our football game. So he's also give us a news break here coming up in a few moments. And then we'll bring it back here right at 7 o'clock for our second game of the night as the Greyhounds get ready to take on the William Penn JV. Let's get the final score of this one. Moberly 115, Marshalltown 33. And that's going to do it for game one of our doubleheader. We'll be back at 7 o'clock for the pregame of game two. Greyhounds taking on William Penn's JV. We'll take a break. When we come back, Austin Ward will have a look at news here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Sheraton Valley.
It takes dedication.
How bad do you want it?
It takes discipline.
Come on, one more.
It takes the will to win from within.
I got this.
And